Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this podcast is being recorded for April the 3rd, 2022. We're going to be looking at a very, very dangerous aspect of human nature. Let's put it that way. And it happens to all of us at one time or another. It does. It has to do with dealing with ourselves, or as my emails to me from people who listen to the program call it, handling themselves. What does it mean to handle oneself? To be in control, self-control of one's own nature. And I'm going to talk about it. It has a lot to do with impulse. In fact, it is about impulse. And when we think in terms of impulse, we don't really understand what it is that overtakes us. And that's why we have such great difficulty. The definition of the word impulse is a sudden, strong, and unreflective urge. Now, that's very, very good definition. Unreflective urge. A tendency to be impulsive. A driving, motivating force. So this driving force is something that is a momentum that we have within ourselves from time to time. In fact, in my opinion, it's an everyday thing. And we live in it, and we succumb to it, and literally succumb to it, because biologically it overwhelms us. Now, if you read Robert Sapolsky's work on Behave, you will understand more and more about how the brain works and what the chemicals do and what our hormones are all about, what we inherit through genetics. So you will see people who are very hot-tempered. They're very judgmental. They do a lot of impulsive things, and you ask yourself, you know, how could you do that, or how could I do that? We've all done impulsive things. I've done impulsive things. Everybody has. And that is not to excuse us. That is just the nature of the human body and what it pulsates with. And what I am always interested in within myself as well as with my students, and what I found out was that these impulses that we have are genetic by nature and are caused by neglect on my part and your part. Our neglect has been not in controlling them, because we can't control having them, but in how we dismiss them and how we understand what they are doing, why they are surging through our bodies, telling us to do things that we know very good and well we should not be doing. We should not be having to do, because it would affect our life, our karma, and other people. So we're going to be looking at this. First question comes from Raymond. He does not tell me where he lives. And he said, I just don't seem to be able to control myself. Why? Because the impulse that we have inside our brain, and it goes to our brain, is more, shall we say, desirable. And the ideal of that impulse is more desirable than is, shall we say, controlling ourselves, not engaging in that impulse. Now, how does this come about? It's a really interesting thing how it works. The impulse will come out of genetics. Each and every one of us, along with our genetics, has DNA. This DNA is made to help us survive. And when our impulse arrives, it arrives because in our DNA, we sense a danger is about to happen. We sense that there is an imposing danger that might happen, that has not happened. We start living defensively. And in this defensiveness that we have, we start acting, well, what a lot of people would say is irrational, but I would say is just biological. You can't trust your human body, Ray. You can't look at your human body and think to yourself, well, whatever impulses that may have, you know, so be it. But you can't also discount it either. You have to understand it. You have to step back from it enough to observe it and see what it is that is occurring within you and why this thing is occurring within you. Now, if you understand the why, that if something in you feels threatened, then you won't be alarmed at what's going on. The key to the whole thing is what people would call mindfulness, what I call mindfulness, I should really say. Really, mindfulness is just self-observation. It is not about anything other than that. Just observing non-critically, again, non-judgmentally, just watching what impulses are throbbing through your body and throbbing in your mind, and what has been, so to speak, pinged in your thinking. Now, this pinging is the DNA of Greg, or the genetics of Greg. And this ping that we get inside of us awakens certain genetic functions in my brain that tell me how to act and react to whatever it is that seems to be a threat or seems to be some promise of something greater than maybe what I'm experiencing or what I have. So once I understand this, once I am aware of this, that this ping goes on, the key to it all is not to trust the ping, not to allow myself to just fall into, let's say, unbridled passion to get even with someone or to rectify a situation, make things right. And it is out of this impulse that we create morality. Our morality is not real morality. And that is a sad, sad thing to say, but it's true. We assume the reality of some moralism that we think makes things right and makes things wrong. We really don't know. It is wrong to kill, but people will tell you that, but at the moment, you have a chance to save your life, and it's either your life or the other person's life. What will you choose, and what will be the moral thing to do? It's all based on impulse. To stay alive as long as we can, living our pathetic, pedestrian mentality lives for the sake of it being right. Even living is an impulse. An emotional impulse, a biological impulse, a chemical impulse in us that really cannot be denied. So I have to ask myself the one primo question. What am I willing to die for? What am I willing to let go of and allow whatever is the whatever? Whatever people want to think of you or me, and just not follow the impulse to fight, to lie, to cheat, to steal in order to survive and even to live. And this, my friend, is, dear Ray, whoever you are, wherever you are, this is the real character thing in us. Do I retaliate out of impulse to sustain my position in order to survive maybe criticism, judgments of others, hatred of a certain person or people? Do I just do that? Or do I attain to consciousness and follow the wave of consciousness, allowing it to heal me, to take me into places that are unique and beautiful, and maybe find the way that lives within me? So which is better, Ray? To die avenging your enemy and not handling yourself, or to die not avenging your enemy for the sake of love. And that is what you saw and see in great awakened masters, Socrates, Jesus. You see this ability to surrender their biological life for something greater than the impulses, the irresistible impulse of the human body. Not a popular answer, but still my own experience. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next question. I want to see my enemy suffer. This is from Gladys. What do I do about this? I can't handle what they are saying about me and the lies. And then she goes into all sorts of innuendos that I won't get into. The only enemy I've ever had is Greg. There is nobody else. I've searched and searched for my enemies, and I have made plenty of them in my lifetime. Some that, you know, I caused, some that was my karma to have. You can look at Jesus the same way. His disciples denying him, predicting that they would betray him, yada, 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 all of that stuff. We all have our different enemies, but the greatest enemy within me, I found, is the one that's impulsive, that has a strong and unreflective urge to do something that I think is right, that will, so to speak, defend me and make someone else wrong. Years and years ago, I had all of this going on in my life, and I decided to take the higher road. And this is what I've come to. You know, I have four Greg Penn noble truths, and these are truths and facts of this world. The first one is, you can't teach a pig to sing. It wastes your time and annoys the pig. Although I am the uncle of a pig that I love very much. His name is Binky. He's a little pot-belly pig that I am honored to know. So you actually could teach a pig to sing, but you get what I mean. You can't teach stupid people who are finessed by their logic and reasoning and their own impulse to understand what you're doing. Number two. Nothing good in this world ever lasts, and that is a fact. And that comes from Superman, but I've adopted it. Number three, are you following me here? I hope you are. No good deed goes unpunished. None. No matter what you do, no matter how you do it, it can always be turned into you were wrong. Okay? And that's the way we live our life. And of course, the last one, nobody likes you anyway, which comes from experiences I've had. No matter what you do, no matter how hard you work, no matter what you're trying to accomplish, nobody likes you anyway. This jealousy and this crazy stuff that most people get involved in, of vengeance and pride, just ruins their life. These are all impulses. These are the result of impulses. And once you understand them and you don't get involved in them, in yourself, that is when I found thy will be done. And so you let people think of you, whatever they think. You know the truth within yourself. You don't need to do vengeance. You don't need to accelerate the pride. You need to humble yourself. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst. And blessed are the poor in spirit. These are the things that are the most important. And they are not antidotes to society. They are antidotes to my insanity. I gotta go. Hope that helped. Ray, thank you for your question. And if you need any more, let me know. Please forgive me. Namaste. Be back on the air next week. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your emails. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.